When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Brandon. I love Lifetime Christmas preview shows.
I'm Patrick Serrano, and I am a Lifetime movie expert.
I'm Dan, and I despise any preview episode, Lifetime or otherwise. And this is the
Lifetime Encore podcast. Go. Get your Christmas party on. Preview, get your Christmas party on. Go,
preview,
go.
Preview.
Go. What'd you say? Candace Cameron Bray?
Candace Cameron
Bray. Hello, everybody. That's a nice callback.
Oh, man.
It's a nice callback.
What a callback.
Yeah. I sure do miss Candace.
Now, I don't think we've mentioned her name on this show in years.
And we're going to breeze right by it. All right. This is a big day because we got in the war room. We talked about how we're going to handle this situation. Lifetime not only waited an impressive amount of time before they put out their Christmas movies, they did what I expected them to do after the abysmal ratings of their movies over the past couple of years, and they shrinked it down to 12 movies.
Did you say they shrinked it?
They shrinked it down from, at one point, they were like, what was it, a few years ago? They had 30, I think.
One a day, 25 straight?
They did one a day for 30 days leading up to Christmas, and then last year they did 26, just sporadically, starting around Halloween time.
And now they're down to 12. Like, that's just like wave the white flag. Like, they have been, for the past like decade, they were like, we're going to go to war with Hallmark. We're going to try to take over. And they didn't stand a chance. And so now they're in the 12 movies, but maybe that makes them better.
Yeah, do you think, I mean, there's so many of them that are so bad, like below the qualitative standards of Hallmark bad, that do you think we're going to get their 12 best, Patrick?
Yeah, I think quality over quantity, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you just thrilled you only have to do 12 of these?
I'm so happy. I'm so happy that we only have 12 because, goodness, 24 last year was rough.
Yeah, don't get to 24. We have 42.
And Hallmark has gotten to a different level. So, you know, Lifetime can't keep up. But, you know, we do have Miss Vivica A. Fox coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jackie Harry, mm-hmm. and then we have a bunch of stars you may have forgotten about, like Lonnie Anderson or Morgan Fairchild, Nicolette Sheridan from whatever that show was, where they were housewives. Desperate Housewives.
Where they were housewives and like they were always
desperate.
They were
desperate. Always needing something, and we're going to knock it away. We got only 12, so one preview episode. Knock it all out.
Now, this is what we were in the war room about. Because
it makes perfect sense. It's not by month, Brand.
It's not by month.
So we can just go 12. We did we did 15 in a Hallmark preview episode.
Right.
And so 12's less than 15.
But this is what this is what I don't want to happen.
Creams, 12 movies, one.
Shut your yapper. This is what I don't want to happen. I don't want to go almost a month without seeing Patrick. I don't want that. Because the first one doesn't air until the 18th.
So
this is 12, and I'm good at math. We can split that three ways, 4-4-4, three episodes, and that gets us one a week until the Lifetime movies.
We're going to take a 12-movie preview episode, and we're going to split it into three episodes because, and I quote, you don't want to go a month without seeing Pat. Like, we have his number. We could FaceTime him.
I talk to Patrick all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
But it's different.
How is it different?
Because it's not on the show. It's different. And this is all that I'm going to say, because I do think that we should do this. I think three episodes feels right. And I just don't want the, I don't want to be robbed of time with Patrick, but more importantly, I don't want the people to be robbed.
That's your best argument, but I do want to make this clear. We've reached peak preview at this point. Four movies to preview in one episode of a podcast.
But you have forgotten how long it takes Patrick to read a synopsis.
That's true. And to pronounce names.
It's true.
That's true.
It's true. And this way we can really get into the nitty gritty.
That's right. Yeah. With the Hallmark ones, I'm just trying to fly by. I'm like, we don't got time for this. We got to go.
We can really sit and marinate in the preview.
That's exactly right.
You guys are the worst people.
People in the comments, Bramble Jam Plus, they're loving it.
They're not loving that. They're loving your nails, Patrick.
Oh.
They can't.
Oh, thank you. They actually kind of match my headphones. They're my wedding nails. My best friend's getting married this weekend.
I thought you were getting married and you didn't invite us.
Yeah, that would have been tough.
You're definitely invited to the crab boil that I do that won't be a wedding because I'm not doing all that drama.
Are you going to do a crab boil?
A Chicago crab boil.
Married?
A Maryland crab boil.
A Maryland. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We'll go to Chesapeake Bay. We'll go to my aunt's house. She has a backyard. We'll just do it there.
She has a backyard.
Come out. And we're invited.
Oh, definitely on the list. Aaron's invited. Yeah.
Wow. Aaron's
very excited about that.
I can officiate.
Aaron can officiate. Aaron and
I are both, we're both ordained. So if you need that, you just let us know.
And Alonzo too, right?
I would assume he's officiate.
He's got a great voice. He should definitely do it.
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying, Aaron, that we're not doing it is what that was. But we're invited, and I think that's what we should concentrate on. And it's a crab boil, which sounds better than a wedding to me. I'm down totally. For this. Let's. Yeah. What is it? What's it going to take? What's the next step in this process, Patrick?
Well, a husband. So let's everyone get on that.
Everybody find me a husband start
for Christmas.
Searching a husband for Patrick for Christmas.
I've seen it happen so many times in Hallmark. So let's do it.
All I'm saying is, it's like you've lived in Chicago since I've known you.
Maybe you pop have out you, of Greenville.
Have you thought about a move to Greenville? Yeah, that Greenville.
Maybe you find your man down here.
I heard that's living, that's Greenville.
Yeah, oh, that's living. Yes.
This is living, this is Greenville.
You
that's
get
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And then
I'm down.
And then we can still go to Maryland to for the crab boil because we don't want to do that in Greenville. That would be absurd.
I mean, my aunt has a backyard. I got to use that.
It's she's great. The only person that has a backyard for crab boils.
She has a backyard.
That's right.
It's by the Chesapeake Bay, so there's a dock and all the stuff.
Oh, there's a dock sitting on the dock by the bay.
You love Greenville, though. Every time you're here, you love it.
He was a lawyer. She was a lawyer, so, you know,
she's got that lawyer money. She's got that backyard money. Mm-hmm. You need that backyard money. But you love Greenville, Patrick. You've come down here a few times over the past couple of years. You love it.
I'll do my bachelorette party there. How about that?
Oh,
yeah. Are we invited to that?
Yeah. How does that work?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You have to wear a wig.
Done. Oh, okay. Easy. No problem. I mean, you're
what you don't know is I've actually been wearing a wig every day for the past many years.
So the nails aren't Christmas themed at all. They're just wedding themed, is what you're saying.
They're like a burnt orange.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't tell if they were orange or red. I was going to say if you went Christmas red for the preview shows and not for the marathon, I was going to be a little hurt. So this works a little bit better.
A little bit better. And if you're watching on Philo, you got several great shots of Patrick's nails.
Yeah.
Got them all.
I want the poster for this episode, Aaron, to be Patrick showing off his nails. Thanks. All right. So we have four movies to get through.
You're giving us a lot of angles here. Four whole movies. Yeah. Brandon, how are we going to do it?
We're going to do
it. We're up against it. What are we going to take? A break?
Yeah, we're going to take a break after the second one. I mean, we're already 8 minutes in.
You want to take a quick one right now?
No.
Let's do it. We'll
be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. That was good for the people at home.
Yeah,
for those
of you listening that are mad about that break, I just wanted to eat some more hot tamales. I thought I was going to have time to finish it.
You had like 2 minutes and you just were going just hard.
I was going ham.
You know what I love about that break is now, like, that gave people a little bit of time to like pull up the article, to get ready. And so now we're ready to dive into the first of four movies we're going to talk about in this preview show.
Even you're embarrassed by this. And we get one cream, right?
Yes, of course.
One cream. And it's out of what?
What do you think? One to five? No, we can't do.
We can't do mangers.
We cannot.
That's the line.
We cannot cream a manger.
We don't cream. It's like three mangers and a cream.
What about a Christmas wine or something like that?
Okay.
I don't know, Patrick. What do you got? What are we ranking these out of?
I thought we were just going to do pour it up and put a cork in it.
Oh yeah, we do that.
So on this show, that's what we do after we've seen the movie or after I've heard about it.
Pour
it up or put a cork in it preview?
Yes, but you can cream it either way. Maybe it's like I'm putting a cork in it. I don't think it's going to be good, but I am going to cream it out of like just in case.
Yeah. And then you could like let it breathe. If you're unsure, just like let the wine breathe. Oh,
I like this. This is very good.
So you have an into it, not into it, and then like a let it breathe. Okay. You know what I mean?
It breathe.
All right. So this is the first movie, Saturday, November 18th. What do we got, Patrick?
All right. So kicking it off for the Lifetime schedule, we have, where's my tab? Oh, here it is. Christmas Plus One.
Who's in it?
It stars Emily Alato.
Yep.
Corey Seaver.
It's a severe weather warning, everybody. He's here. People didn't think we'd see him this year. He's here.
And also,
Lifetime got him.
Patrick, we say severe, but people always correct us that it's Sevier. So, FYI.
Oh, please.
Right?
Well, like, you can tell that to my face.
What if somebody said Patrick Cyrano and you're like, it's Serrano? And then they're like,
exactly.
He can tell that to my face.
I just say this? I think people are too like defensive about their names. Like, what if you're saying your name wrong all this time? Like, I think a lot of this is kind of up for interpretation.
Two other things about this movie. One, who did you say the lead was? The it's Sevier and who?
Emily Alato.
Alatalo. Yeah. Alatalo. You and Bran read the exact same way. You just take letters out and you just go, don't need these.
Alatalo. Who is it?
And then also Andrew Bushel, who was the guy, the brother from the Christmas movie.
Yes.
We just watched.
We hit a lot of stuff.
With Ryan Pavey.
Hide it under the bushel.
No, he's in the Christmas Under the Sky. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy.
He's in a lot of TV movies I'm seeing. And he looks familiar, but I don't know. He's cute. Can we get him on Deck the Hallmark? What's it called? Bramblefest?
Want us to bring Andrew Bushel to Bramblefest?
Just so you can meet him?
I think I have a chance.
We're gonna call it Bushel Fest.
We're equally attractive. That's what I would
say. Yeah, I think so.
Equally attractive.
All right, let me be the judge of this.
Patrick, you did this thing while we were at the marathon, and there were two people, and if we have to cut this, that's fine.
Andrew
but I
Bushel.
Wanted to talk to you more about this. There are two employees of the hotel that walked up. And they were discussing the popcorn situation, and like they were talking like this, and they're doing this, and you'd never met these people, and you were like, that one's gay.
That's not the one of the guys. I'm assuming the guy that you called out as being gay. You did meet him at Bramblefest.
I did. I have talked to him before.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Because and then you were like, no, I know he's gay.
Yeah.
Look at blah blah blah, and then you said some other like, look at this mannerism, look at that mannerism. And I was like,
well, and he gave me the eyes. He gave me the eyes. And you were like, what's the eyes? And I'm like, I can't do it to you because you'll fall in love with me.
That's right. There's nothing I can do. I'll be powerless against it.
So wait, are you in love with him?
No, it's not. It has to be reciprocated.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, so you didn't give him the eyes back.
So you did. That was my question but apparently you did meet this guy before. Okay. Now I feel like. Yes. You weren't just flying completely blind here. Okay. That's all I needed. No,
in passing. Okay. Yes. Like said hello last time, I think.
I got you. Okay. All right. Then I don't have any more questions. We can go back to this.
Okay. So the Christmas Plus One is a 2022 acquisition. So,
out of the gate strong.
What was it about quantity versus quality or whatever? All right.
We've got Emily Alatawa. The synopsis goes something like this. When sisters Kara and Amy make a pact to find their soulmates by next Christmas, they're not only expecting anything to come from it. You
it
know,
is so fun to be on this side of it. It's it is, so fun.
It is unbelievable. We do this for a living.
There and
we
is let something.
The two people that can't read, read all of the synopses for every movie okay, that we do.
First of all, Patrick, sometimes, if I may, stop. Yes. Stop, first of all. That's offensive. We can read. We just choose not to. The second thing is there is something about being in the driver's seat that is just stressful. It is the most stressful thing that I do, and I'm with Patrick. I'm for Patrick.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think you're doing a great job, buddy.
Stop. Because I'll explain it like this. Sometimes you think a sentence going one way, and then it goes another way.
Yes. Because here's the thing, they are expecting the expecting spectic. And like, what? I understood exactly what he meant.
But also, like, yes. Read it ahead of time? Like, right?
Oh,
no.
I skimmed it from my article, yeah.
All right, here we go. Here okay. we go.
So they're sisters, they make a pact to find love. And then Amy, or 1 year later, it's getting close to Christmas again, and Amy's winter wedding is approaching.
Ooh.
And Kara, so one girl found it, and Kara is still on the search for her perfect man, just like me. Chase, who agrees to attend as her plus one, but after immediately losing his number, all hopes are lost. Will she find him in time to make her Christmas wish come true? Or does love have other plans for Kara when magazine writer Michael signs up to help her find her guest?
Is this that, a miniseries?
I got to be honest. That synopsis went on longer than I anticipated.
Yes. So...
After meeting after losing his number, all hope is lost. Will she find him in time to make her Christmas dream come true? I thought that was going to be it, but no, we're going to introduce a new character in the last sentence of the synopsis, which I love.
Right. Basically, the sister, one sister finds love, the other doesn't. She meets this guy who wants to be her date, and then loses him, and then some other guy's going to help her, and she's going to fall in love with that guy.
Got it.
It's Christmas plus one.
It's Christmas plus one.
It's an acquired 2022 movie.
Pouring it up, putting a cork in it, or letting it breathe, and you can cream it.
Mangers.
No, we're not going to bring mangers into this situation. Here's the thing. I am going to pour this one up. If for no other reason, it's a severe weather warning. But I actually love a few things about this. Some keywords that I love. Keyword number one, packed. I love packs. Packs of where you make promises to each other, packs of dogs, etc. I love them all. So that's keyword number one. Number two, winter wedding. I love winter weddings. I got married in December, so this is near and dear to my heart. And three, losing his number. I love when people lose numbers. And it's just kind of like, how are we still doing that? Don't you just put it right into the phone? How? I don't know. I love it. I'm here for all of this. I'm pouring it up. I'm not going to cream this one just yet. I like to keep my options open, but that's where I'm at. Patrick?
He loves packs, this guy. He talks about
packs
all the time.
I love packs. I've made a pact with you.
I mean, we talk about packs almost every day.
Almost every day. Yeah. 9 o'clock is pack hour.
It's pack it. Pack
give each other updates on the different packs we've made in our lives.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Packed and packed.
There you go.
Packs and packs.
So for me, on my blog, I said I was going to pour it up. But after thinking about it and being on the search for love myself, I can't have someone else take away my spotlight. I'm the Christmas plus one. I need the plus one, not her.
So wait, because you're looking for love, like this is going to be.
You're going to put a cork in all these movies.
In every movie?
Maybe.
We should have never talked about the crab boil. Now it just seems super
now it's
to be
yeah.
True.
Now that I know it's
and
an
with
option.
That kind of attitude, Patrick. Look, I'm not telling you. I'm just saying. Like, come on, man. We're counting on you.
Well, and here's the thing. Boil. His aunt has a backyard.
Yeah. Got a backyard.
And I gotta see this backyard.
Chesapeake Bay. I mean, come on.
It's really big. It's such a big backyard.
Yeah, Christina packs of gum. That's another good one.
Yeah. I cannot imagine a world where a movie. Made a year, I'm going to guess a year and a half ago, with Corey Sevier in it, that has sat on a shelf for the last 18 months, is any good at all.
Your tone is...
Like, I can't imagine, even with Brandon's love of packs as part of the equation, even then, this movie is going to suck. Okay. And for that reason, I'm going to put a cork in it. No creams. And we probably won't. Will we cover it on this podcast?
We're going to cover this one on the podcast.
All right. Yeah. I guess we'll find
out. First one of the year.
I love how I'm putting a cork or pouring up all these, and we're only going to cover like what, like six of them?
Would it change at all whether if you knew that in the Netherlands in 2022 it aired on Fox?
Mm-hmm. What aired on Fox?
This movie.
It did air.
On Fox in the Netherlands.
Okay, so it is set on a shelf except for in the Netherlands.
And in Canada, it aired on City TV. And in France, it aired on TF1.
Okay, I'm going to have to rethink this.
I know how much you love TF1.
Put a cork in it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to call our Canadian friends and see what they thought last year. All right, moving on to number two.
Oh, the second movie already in a 4-movie preview?
20 minutes in.
I know. Lion. It's crazy. The next movie is called Planes, Trains, and Christmas Trees.
Oh, no. Wow.
You thought it was going somewhere else.
Yeah, I did.
It stars Catherine Davis and Oliver Renaud. Renaud.
Renaud.
This is a family show.
Yep. He's been in a
recover up.
Reclothed.
Reclothed.
All right.
Here's the thing about Plane, Trains, and Christmas Trees. It's just like a play on Plane, Trains, and Automobiles, but
the last one isn't a thing that transports you.
Correct.
Thanks for that.
Oh, this is also a 2022 acquisition.
Oh my gosh.
Lifetime is bad.
I'm getting
Christmas
nervous.
Christmas movies.
I'm getting nervous. But they do get renewed in there, so.
They do. Okay, the synopsis goes as follows. During a business trip to Indiana, event planner Kaylee and sports agent Brett find themselves unable to fly home for Christmas due to a terrible snowstorm. Determined to get back to New York by Christmas Eve, the two team up to try to make their own way home. But when the storm hits, they are forced to seek refuge in a sleepy town of Redwood, Ohio, a place that ignites some much-needed Christmas magic in their hearts.
Yeah. Good grief, man.
Yeah. Can you give it to me one more time? Break it. I like it when you summarize it.
You want him to read the whole thing?
No, last time he did that fun thing where he said it again, but in his own words.
I summarize. So basically, the girl and the guy are in Chicago, probably, or an airport, and you know, all the airports are Chicago Airport, O'Hare, and they get snowed, the plane gets snowed out, and then they have to drive, and then they get snowed out anyways, and then they found them.
I thought it said they were in Indiana.
It did say that. It did say Indiana, actually. But this is why I like it when he does it.
Before we do a pour it up or put a cork in it, luckily we have reviews from last year that I can read.
Yes.
I
like this.
I'm going to read you the title.
Even for a preview episode, we now are reading reviews of people that have already seen the movie on our preview show where we haven't seen the movie talking about seeing the movie. Turn this off. If you're listening, turn it off right now.
This is amazing. Are you kidding? This is the deep dive people want.
This is the equivalent. This is the made-for-TV movie equivalent of Early Edition. We're getting tomorrow's reviews today, which I think is, if you think about it,
don't need to do the preview.
If you think about it, like Patrick is the cat that brings the newspaper to Kyle Chandler on Early Edition. Coach if Chandler, you think yeah. about it like that. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Kat.
Okay, meow meow. You have two options for your review.
Oh yeah, give us the people who said it, and we'll pick one.
Tommy the title. That's real.
Tommy the title. That's real.
Tell me the title that is real.
Oh.
For the review.
I got it.
Okay, I thought that was the username.
I'm sorry.
The username. I'm
Tommy
like,
the title.
I thought this guy's username was Tommy the title. I'm Tommy the title.
Sorry.
Title number one is Audio Torture.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
Title number two is Absolute Cringe.
I think it's Absolute Cringe, not Audio Torture.
I'm gonna go Audio Torture.
I hope you're right.
It's a trick question. Both are real.
What did Tommy say?
Tommy, the reviewer, says Act One is unwatchable because there is consistently obnoxious, loud background music nonstop. I decided to watch till the end to see how deep down the rabbit hole. In Act Two, it was toned down a bit, just 75% of the time. Then the music was cranked up in Act Three. It simply destroyed the whole movie.
Wow. What absolute cringe, Shay.
To conclude, Plane, Trains, and Christmas Trees is perhaps the worst Christmas movie of all time.
Absolute cringe says, in 2023, what is it with Hallmark concepts that have endless stupid music and audio effects really during the entire movie? Rather than Paramount, Prime, Netflix producing these endless nonsense, it's about time we learned the success of the box office hits and from the past. This is getting way off track. The train tracks.
Okay. To conclude,
Planes, Trains, and Christmas Trees is perhaps one of the worst Christmas movies of all time.
So if either of you guys pour this up, so help me, or cream it. I like, it's a put a cork in it situation. I'm a little concerned I have to cream one of the last two movies, but can't possibly cream this.
So go you're ahead. Going first? You're putting
put a cork in it. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to pour it up and I'm going to cream it. I want to talk through real quick the thoughts I have here and why I'm doing it. Again, I love a few of these keywords.
You don't have to watch this.
I know. I love sports agents. I love when people are unable to fly.
Love when people are unable to fly.
Yes.
That is a take. Your flights got canceled and you're stuck in an airport. I love this right now.
But most importantly, I love it in movies, Dan. You knew miserable. What I meant. I love it in movies. And I love sleepy Christmas towns like Redwood, Ohio, that might have some Christmas magic. And so between sports agents being stuck because of snow and sleepy towns, you left me no choice.
Now, you said you love sports agents. What about other agents? Like a real estate agent.
I don't like.
Don't like the real estate. An agent like on a phone call, like that's helping you?
Don't like.
Don't like those.
Next.
What about like an FBI agent?
Like.
Men in Black?
Like.
So you're big into like organized like Department of Justice agents and sports agents, but not in people that are helping people stay insured or like, you know, help them with things.
That's right.
Okay.
Patrick?
Great. Well, I'm not pouring it up. I'm putting a cork.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. We knew that.
Why do I feel like I'm on an island here?
I think you're there on purpose.
Okay, well, let's take one more quick break. We'll come back and we'll get to the last two movies here on...
Yay!
Deck the Light to my Cork! Welcome back to Deck the Hallmark. An obvious reminder, I'm sure you guys are already aware of this, but if you're not DVRing all these movies on Philo, I don't know what you're doing. You're going to be able to see all these movies that we're talking about, plus our episodes where we review them with Patrick all holiday season long. Philo.tv/DTH. We got two more movies.
After the rave reviews of Planes, Trains, and Christmas Trees, I'm sure everyone set their Philo DVRs for that one.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We have started off the season, you know, slow as in regards to
good movies.
Just the fact that they are old, like, but they're acquired. They're acquired.
Right.
Surely this next one's not acquired.
Correct. This is a new movie. We're very excited about it because it features someone who you may know, Terry Hatcher. We love Terry Hatcher. You know, she's still around, rocking and rolling, looking exactly the same. I don't know how she does it.
Yeah.
Give me a call, Terry, and let me know. And it also stars William DeVry.
William Defoe's in this movie?
Willem Defoe.
William Defoe. And the synopsis is. Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
Willem Defoe in a made-for-TV Christmas movie? Give it to me.
And Terry Hatcher. Oh. Hey, you know, she's not going to just turn any man away. She's right. Terry Hatcher.
Absolutely.
So when former TV host and socialite Lex finds herself with the possibility of spending Christmas sharing a luxury chalet with her son, ex-husband and new girlfriend, she volunteers to work in the chalet to avoid things getting too close to home. While documenting every move for her new wave of followers who are loving this new chapter of her life.
What?
It is one run-on sentence. There is no periods there. They're all commas.
She's
volunteers to work at the chalet instead of stay with her family there?
Yeah, like she doesn't want to spend all the time with them, so she's like, I'm going to work there instead.
And that gets her more social media followers?
I guess she's already an influencer.
Hatcher is a social media influencer.
Yeah, you know, like a home shopping person.
Maybe a home shopping person.
I didn't think about that. It says
TV host. So
yeah.
She's former TV host and socialite.
Yeah. I think that fits for Terry.
But she says every move for a new wave of followers. So there's something about like, hey, can you imagine like Kelly Ripa's working at the chalet? Like I got to go follow her for updates. Is that the kind of like what we're thinking here?
Exactly. And she's like with Mark Consuelos and their kids. And like, she doesn't really want to have SEX with Mark Consuelos, I read recently. So, you know,
she doesn't want to have SEX. She doesn't want to have SEX with her husband that she does a daily show with.
Article. Yes.
Well, that's the thing. She
doesn't want to have SEX.
They talk about like the challenges of working with your spouse. And so I wonder if that has kind of caused a bit of a dead period in the bedroom.
She made a joke on air. She made a joke on air that made everyone uncomfortable.
Uh-oh.
Let's play Make It Creepier with Bran.
She said on air she
can you
want
top
to fake
dark
her-
period in the bedroom?
Yes,
I don't think you can.
I can. No, I can. She said that she wants to fake her own death to not have sex with him.
What?
She fakes her own death. She stops breathing for 7 to 18 minutes, and he constantly thinks that she's dead. I'm reading this from Yahoo Entertainment, okay?
So to get... again, if you have kids, just go like a minute. So you're saying that she...
Yeah, just shut it down.
...stops breathing to avoid having a relationship with her smoking hot husband?
Because in the movie, he's not with her. He's in the movie. Why is she doing this?
Yeah, I think you're Kelly Ripa.
We're talking about Kelly Ripa.
Oh,
okay.
And Kelly Ripa, Ryan Seacrest left the show.
Yeah.
And now her husband is the co-host.
And so apparently
on the show, she's talked about how to avoid, with him, she fakes her own death for 7 to 18 minutes.
What kind of podcast did this just become?
I don't understand what that even means. So like, he's like, hey, do you want to fool around? And she's like, yeah, let me lay down. And then she stops breathing.
And then he calls 911.
I think every time. So it's really dramatic, but you know, to each his own.
I thought Terry Hatcher was doing this to prep for a movie. That's what I thought was happening.
Wow, you are way up.
Way off.
That aside, we're saying that Terry Hatcher will probably be playing a Kelly Ripa character in
that's
the movie.
That's why I brought Kelly Ripa in, because she's funny. Yeah.
That's right.
That being said, what are we going to do to this movie, you guys?
I'm pouring it up. I think that this could be a fun time.
Brain is pouring up every movie. Every movie.
Wait until you see this next
one.
Yeah, and we've like the ones we've done so far are literally movies that aired years ago in like in Scandinavia.
Year ago.
He's like, must be good enough for us now. Pour it up.
We weren't ready. I'm gonna pour this one up. I think it's gonna be a good time.
This sounds awful. And the only reason
you don't even know what the movie's about. You don't know if it's about the movie or if it's about faking your own death. You think it could go either way.
I was tracking the whole way until you mentioned Kelly Ripa. It was well after the synopsis.
Okay, fair.
Put a cork in it. I just, There's one movie left, and if I have to put a cork into all of these, that's fine. I got to cream one of them, and now I got to cream the last one. I don't know what it is. I literally don't know what it is, and that's a little worrisome, but this movie sounds awful. I'm sorry. This is. I'm glad I'm not watching these. Are we covering this one?
Oh, I don't think so.
Great.
I think we'll cover the next one.
Okay.
So I'm going to pour it up as well and cream it because I know what's coming next. Terry Hatcher playing a socialite. We love that. We also, you know, love social media. So it could be fun. So, yeah, we're going to do that for this week. Moving on to our final movie of the week. And that will be not Jingle All the Way, but Laughing All the Way. Yes, Laughing All the Way. And Laughing All the Way stars Pansy Zaid.
Yeah, it's Pansy Zaid.
And
nope.
Jake Epstein.
Panis? Penis?
Oh, no.
P-A-N-I-S.
Pansy Zaid to penis.
If penis.
I hope, like, this should be, there should be some sort of disclaimer before this episode.
Panis?
Panis? What's the name of the movie?
P-A-N-I-Z. Panis.
What's the name of the movie?
It's Laughing All the Way.
It's Laughing All the Way.
Panis.
It's not coming up on
the Panis isn't coming up.
It's not on there yet. It's too new.
It's too new.
Production.
They haven't even gotten there yet.
It's going to be like Panise or something.
P-A-N-I-Z.
It's not.
Panis.
It's not Panis. It's not whatever you said before.
Okay. That. All right. Moving on.
Jake Epstein. He's great.
Jake Epstein. We love him, right?
We love Jake
Epstein. And usually his movies are good, but we'll see because this one has a long synopsis. Here we go.
Bring it.
When ghostwriter and aspiring comedian Aubrey Wilson is placed in charge of the Christmas variety show, she worries she might not have what it takes to pull off this make or break moment in her career. With Christmas just weeks away, Aubrey is in pursuit of the perfect headliner for the event. That is, until famous Hollywood comedian Mike Baxter returns to the comedy club that launched his career. There, Mike rediscovers his stand-up roots, and Aubrey shows the world her inner funny girl. And as their journeys collide, they fall hopelessly and hilariously in love, laughing all the way.
This is a stand-up comedy Christmas movie.
This is
a stand-up comedy Christmas movie.
I'm pouring it all the way up, first of all. I'm pouring it all the way up.
No, you're pouring it up.
Pouring it all the way up.
It means nothing.
We have Panis, we have Jake Epstein, we have comedy, we have fun times. And I just want to say this, the picture that has been supplied, to the good people at People, they are laughing in this picture. They're smiling. They're having a good time. I think that's going to come across in this movie. I think my biggest concern is that we're not going to get enough comedy in this movie. We're going to like have serious comedy. But if we get to see some stand up, if we get to see these two jokers doing jokes,
stand up earlier and it was wonderful.
If we get to see these two jokers doing jokes like they did on for the people at People, this movie could be an all timer.
An all timer.
Okay. There you go,
Dan. You got an obligatory cream this.
You know what? I'm not. Yes, I have
you
to cream
have
the movie.
To. You don't have
no,
to.
No, apparently that's the rule.
It's a use it or lose it.
No, it's you have to
lose
use it.
It. Then yeah. lose it.
No, he can't lose it. If he loses it, it comes back to haunt him.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, okay. Well,
you didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know about the cream ghost.
Cream ghost is a problem.
Listen. I only know about the yogurt hoe.
Yeah, that's once again a callback to the marathon.
There it is, of course. I'm not going to be like Bran, who has just poured up all of these movies, which means his opinion no longer matters, no matter
what. That's not true. I poured up and creamed one of them.
No, but you also, every movie, no matter what was read, it was literally like, this movie's a turd. It's real bad. We have reviews that tell you it's one of the worst movies ever. It was acquired years ago. Bran, pour it up. We're the cream. I love packs. I'm going to pour this movie up. Jake Epstein, stand-up comedy, and I'm going to cream it because that's what we got to do here on the show.
You're not going to get haunted. Good. This close to Halloween, you can't risk it.
No.
So I'm going to put a cork in it because I am from the comedy world. You may remember that I have a background in theater and improv, and I've worked for Second City and Hire Me, you know, whatever. But yeah, stand-up never works in a movie setting. Like, it has to be actual stand-up for it to work. You need a live audience who's actually watching. So any written stand-up is just not going to fly. So even though Epstein's great, I just don't. I mean, if anyone can pull it off, I guess he could. So we'll see. We'll see. But the girl being funny, like, kind of thing also rubbed me the wrong way. Like, girls can't be funny. Like, yeah. She needs a man to, like, make her funny. I'm like, I don't like that. So yeah, it's coming at me from a not great place. So put a cork in it.
Fair.
What about Mrs. Maisel? That's a stand-up comedy and it does pretty well.
It's a good show, but the stand-up sets are not funny.
You don't think the stand-up sets aren't occasionally funny?
No.
I mean, they're not, like, uproarious. I would never go see that stand-up live, but occasionally there's some good jokes.
What about Seinfeld?
Seinfeld has stand-up in it? Oh, at the beginning.
Yeah.
But is that filmed, or is that, like, there's a live audience there, right?
Watching. I mean, I guess. I don't know that that's successful. What's the deal with airplane food?
I was going to ask you for your best Seinfeld impression.
That was really good.
Gave it anyway, which is perfect.
It was beautiful.
Yeah,
I almost thought he was here.
Yeah,
can't afford that.
Yeah, I closed my eyes for a second. I was like,
we can't afford that.
We can't. No.
We did, everybody. Congratulations. Four movies previewed.
Man, I feel like we really did yeoman's work today.
And here's the thing: if we would have done more, like, this is already 40 minutes, it would have been over an hour.
Yeah, but there was so much Kelly Ripa, dark period of the bedroom.
But imagine if we didn't have that. Imagine if we didn't.
It would be better. We would all be better for it.
Imagine. Okay, we'll be back next week with another Lifetime preview show. Four more movies right on the old docket there. Stay tuned for that. Until then, and of course, stay up to date, lifetimeoncork.com. Patrick, you are reviewing the Hallmark movies as well this year on your blog.
Come comment, lifetimeoncork.com.
There you go. Let Patrick know.
Let's chat in the comments.
Let's chat in the comments. That's exactly right, buddy. We'll be back next time with another one. Until then, maybe the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Aaron Shea.
What?
For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on the Deck the Hallmark family, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com. Deck the Hallmark is presented by Philo TV. For a free trial of Philo, go to philo.tv/DTH.